This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The U.S. blockade in the Strait of Hormuz will have a long-lasting impact. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The Iran conflict has escalated further as President Donald Trump announced a plan for a full U.S. Navy blockade in the Strait of Hormuz. Now the energy and fertilizer industries are wondering what that will do to prices. Josh Linville, Vice President of Fertilizer for StoneX, said we're in uncharted territory.
It just continues to make a bad situation worse for the global nitrogen markets. Every day that the Strait remains closed is a massive impact to supplies. Every day the Strait of Hormuz is closed down, it's a massive impact to the phosphate markets. So it's unfortunate. I mean, if you would have told me the day before the attack happened, this is what's going to happen. You're going to see the Strait of Hormuz shut down, even for a short term. I probably would have sat there and said, yeah, no, that's something we've always talked about. It ain't going to happen. And then it did shut down. If you had told me it's going to last 6+ weeks, I would have said, there's no way, it's too important. Here we are, man. We're all making educated guesses. We have never, ever seen anything anywhere close to this magnitude of an issue with global fertilizer supplies.
While most farmers have spring needs met, Linville said this is rapidly becoming a long-term supply issue that will start in the fall and continue into 2027.
When we look at our overall, let's just say nitrogen, most of the UAN and anhydrous that we need, we produce. We import very little of it. So we're in good shape on those two. Urea, we do import quite a bit. But when you look at what our imports have been through March and what we think is coming for the month of April, we think we're in good shape. Not great. I'd feel better if that stuff was actually sitting here, but we're in good shape. The big fear is, like, this week, we've got an India tender that's going on. They're looking for 2.5 million tons. If their price is high enough, these vessels that are en route to the U.S. could easily be turned around and headed back to India if they're a higher payer. And that's what my biggest concern is. And that's why I keep saying we're in good shape, not great shape.
For more information, visit StoneX.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.